This is Here and Now. Let's take a second to listen to a bit of history. This is legendary aviatrix Amelia Earhart in 1935.
Aviation, this young modern giant, exemplifies the possible relationship of women and the creations of science. Air travel is as available to them as to men.
Inspiring stuff, even today, which is why when best-selling author Brad Meltzer went looking for great stories to tell his own three children, he looked to the real lives of remarkable people. Now, Meltzer usually writes political thrillers, such as The Inner Circle, but in his new series of children's pictured books, beautifully illustrated by Christopher Eliopoulos, each title begins with the words, I am, and he tells the story of a heroic American. The newest one is I Am Rosa Parks. And Brad Meltzer joins us to talk about the series. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Well, first of all, I wonder if you could just tell us who or what was the inspiration behind these books?
The inspiration was my own daughter. And I just was tired of my own daughter looking at reality TV show stars and loudmouth sports figures and thinking that's a hero. And as someone who writes thrillers about history, I said, I have so many better real-life heroes than that. And that's where this series came from. It's just my determination to show not just the stories of famous people like Abraham Lincoln and Amelia Earhart when they were famous, but to show them when they were also little kids.
Well, it's interesting because the title of the series of books is Ordinary People Change the World. But of course, from our adult perspective, when we think of Abraham Lincoln or Amelia Earhart or Rosa Parks, we think of these folks as extraordinary. But as you just said, as children, they were children. But I'm wondering if you, in your research, you found out that there were extraordinary things about Abraham Lincoln, Amelia Earhart, and Rosa Parks when they were, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old.
I think, you know, it's the real heart of the book. And it really started because I would say to my daughter, Amelia Earhart flew across the Atlantic. And you know what my daughter says to that? Big deal. Everyone flies across the Atlantic these days, right? But if I tell my daughter that when Amelia Earhart was just 7 years old, is a true story, that she built a homemade roller coaster in her backyard. She took a wooden crate. She put roller skating wheels on the bottom. She shoved it to the roof of her tool shed. She put 2 giant 2x4s down from the roof to the ground, and then she came careening down in this cart with these roller skating wheels, crashes into the bottom, gets up and says, that was awesome. Now, to my daughter, Amelia Earhart isn't some black and white figure from a history book. Amelia Earhart is alive, and she's brave, and most important, she's fun.
Yeah.
And that's what I wanted to do, is take those very ordinary moments from when they're little and show you how they built that into something that really was extraordinary.
There's a similarly powerful moment sort of early in the life of Abraham Lincoln that you write about that has to do with an interaction he had with children who were being cruel to turtles.
Yeah, this is an amazing story. I hadn't seen this story anywhere. When Abraham Lincoln was just 10 years old, he came upon a group of boys playing with turtles. And young Lincoln loved animals when he was little, so he races over to the boys all excited, and he sees that the boys aren't playing with the turtles. They're torturing them. They're putting hot coals on the backs of the turtles to make them run faster. And in that moment, Abraham Lincoln, as a boy, has to figure out what to do. And when I read that story with my little boy, I have a little 6-year-old at home, and even when he was 5 and the book first came out, he would say, Dad, I want to be like him. Abraham Lincoln, I want to be like him. Because he understood what it was like to stand up to those bullies and say, take those coals off the turtles. And he saved those turtles that day in real life. And my son sees that and is just completely moved by that.
Well, anyone who has a child or knows a child understands that these challenges or moments that you bring out in the books are actually, they really relate to what kids deal with every single day. I mean, you know, trying to figure out what to do in the face of negative behavior from your peers. I mean, that's got to be something that a 10-year-old deals with, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 times a day. And to see it told in the story of someone who then a parent or a caregiver can turn around and say, and this person went on to become the president of the United States, must be kind of making a connection which perhaps we don't see all that often or are often enough in children's literature.
Well, I will say that the most amazing thing I've gotten since we launched this series is how many people have sent letters from their kids, or how many kids are sending letters. Little girls dressed as Amelia Earhart, a boy with an Abraham Lincoln suddenly birthday cake. But I got to tell you, the most impactful moment for me came from my own kids, because I test the books out on my own kids. And when I was writing I Am Rosa Parks, I told the story, of course, about Rosa Parks when she's older on the bus. But one of the stories we have in there is that when Rosa Parks is 11 years old, a little boy comes zipping by on roller skates and shoves her, knocking her down. And he probably saw her as an easy target, but the real reason that he shoved her was he was white and little Rosa was black. And in that moment, what does she do? She shoves him back. And she's not looking for a fight. She just wants the boy to stop picking on her. But what happens is the boy's mother comes racing up and starts yelling at her, saying, "I'll have you thrown in jail for the rest of your life." And in that moment, Rosa Parks, even at 11 years old, stands up to the bully and calmly, firmly explains to her that the boy was the one who shoved her first. And when my young son recently was bullied in his cafeteria, and my older son had read Rosa Parks, and my younger son had read it, and my older son says to my younger son, "You need to be like Rosa Parks. You need to stand up to the bully."
Wow.
And I'm just blown away that to my young son, Rosa Parks is as vital as she was all those years ago, and she's as alive today as she ever was. And that, to me, is the real goal of these books.
You know, you've said a couple times now that you really want these books to sort of inspire children to rethink what it is to be heroic. What are the examples that maybe they should consider following in their own lives? But that led me to wonder, especially in the case of Abraham Lincoln and Amelia Earhart, their stories, yes, end up being heroic, but in both those cases, their stories also end up rather tragically. I mean, as everyone knows, Abraham Lincoln is assassinated in 1865, and Amelia Earhart, in her pursuit of singular adventure and accomplishment, disappears. Neither of those things are in these books. There's consequences to heroic behavior.
Oh, of course. I mean, and listen, it was the big decision we had to make. Here we are dealing with slavery, dealing with racism. We're dealing with major issues. But we had to decide, do we show Abraham Lincoln getting a bullet in his head? Do we show Amelia Earhart's plane crashing at the end of the book? And I can tell you, my answer came from a very simple reason. If I told my five-year-old, then five-year-old, now six-year-old, that Amelia Earhart died in a plane crash, all he is going to care about is that plane crash. And everything else she did in her life and anything else she accomplished is lost. And the books are not about how you die. The books are about how you should live. Now, the other goal is, and I'll say it, is that we want these kids to love these people. We want them to want to know more about them. So as your kid gets older, here's the introductory book. And if your son or daughter or grandchild loves that story, eventually, as they get a little older, then you'll lead them into the other parts of it. But if you don't introduce them in some way, they're never going to get to that part of the story. So to me, this is that first step that you can really open that door and open that window for them to crawl through.
Well, the series so far has looked at Abraham Lincoln, Amelia Earhart, Rosa Parks. What other historical figures are coming down the line?
Yeah, so in September, we do I Am Albert Einstein. In January, we do I Am Jackie Robinson. My goal is it's not just about a book. What it's really about is to help families build a library of real heroes for their kids and their grandkids. And of all the things I can do, I love that I get to do my thrillers. I love that I get to do other things. But to be able to build that library of real heroes, that to me could be the best legacy of all.
Well, Brad Meltzer's series of books for children is called Ordinary People Change the World. And the latest in the series is I Am Rosa Parks. Brad, it has been such a delight to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And to hear Brad Meltzer read from I Am Rosa Parks, or to see a book excerpt, go to our website, hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Jim Hodges. New show features mirror mosaics, walls of flowers, and denim tapestry now on view. ICABoston.org.